Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Jeff Hathorn joins us now with the Hawk Report. Harry, have you buried that? I mean, Doran's not around. We all love the squawking.
No, we don't.
Caw!
I love it.
Good morning, Jeff.
Do it.
How are you today, buddy?
Morning, guys. Hey, it's a playoff week. Let's go,
baby.
It sure is. Jeff with us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. When we talked on Tuesday, we knew that the Steelers were going to enter really healthy. Then Tomlin talked, and they are. Could they potentially get DeShone Elliott back? Maybe not for this game, but if they were to win this game, Jeff?
That would be shocking.
Okay.
I'm not ruling it out, but man, like not practicing and going through it. I mean, we saw last year, remember with Cole Holcomb, he kind of ramped his way. I think it started around Christmas time, and there was talk that if the Steelers would have made another round that he could have played. Like he would kind of worked his way back up. But man, at safety, with a team that does hit big plays, even with his experience and what he's done, to give him a couple of days of practice and put him back in, I don't know. I mean, you never say never, but until I see him on a practice field, I'm not going to believe that.
Jeff, being in the room with DK Metcalf as he answered questions earlier this week and then hearing from Mike Tomlin about on multiple outlets about how ecstatic DK is to get back, just what was your sense of his energy being back with the team and the ability to obviously play in the playoffs?
I think there are a few emotions. I think he was kind of felt like he let his teammates down. There was relief. And then there's excitement. Like, hey, I got another chance. He said he couldn't even watch the second half of the Browns game because it was so bad and he felt so responsible for what was going on. And now he gets another chance to get out there. And even if he's just a really good decoy and doesn't catch eight passes but draws the defense, he could be a part of a successful offense.
Do you think that the Steelers will kind of revert back to early season offense? And what I mean by that is protect the ball, things of that nature. They've been aggressive going forward on fourth downs. Do you think this turns into a rock fight where Mike Tomlin's saying to Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers, hey, every punt's a good punt. We don't need to necessarily be aggressive here.
You mean against a team that's plus 17 in turnovers?
Yeah, and I think has forced, 16 in their 9-game winning streak?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's a topic of conversation. I would hope that Aaron would say, listen, from my experiences, you can't just, play in a shell. Like, you've got to take some chances down the field, even though there's risk involved. You have to be able to spread out, especially that defense. What the Steelers really have to make sure they don't do, and what would lead to turnovers, is they've got to at least be representative. They're not going to win every first and second down, but if they find themselves in second and third and eight, they're in trouble. They're in big trouble because Hunter and Anderson will hunt, and they're very good hunters. And while Aaron moves around fairly well, especially at 42, it would be bad news. Like, they've got to win first down and second down. And some of that is coming up with something creative, doing something a little outside the box and figuring out ways to get yards in those situations. But ultimately, to your point, Adam, punting I don't think would be a bad thing in this game.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Jeff, Kenneth Gainwell and Jalen Warren have come together to form one of the better running back tandems in the playoffs and potentially in recent Steelers memory. They've been terrific and complement each other well. How much of a priority, and I know the playoffs still have to be played and so forth, will Kenneth Gainwell be to Omar Khan this offseason?
I think he'll be a priority, but I don't think he's going to go crazy spending money on Gainwell. Like if somebody offers him insane top two running back money, I don't think they're gonna go there. But you know what? Good for him. I mean, he's a dude who bet on himself. He is going to get paid. I do think they want to bring him back. I think they've seen, you know, we saw it with Belichick. Belichick always had those two quarterback. I mean, rarely would he have a guy. It was always multiple guys that they could run out of the backfield, and they save money there, spend it on receivers. And I think, you know, the Steelers understand that philosophy, and they benefited from it this year with both those guys, because Warren was outstanding in that game Sunday night.
She was.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Pompeiani said something yesterday that piqued my attention. So a two-parter here for you, Jeff. A, are you worried about Boswell? And B, did you hear what Bob heard, which is that the Steelers, guys he's talked to, don't think that Boswell's extra point got blocked?
I hadn't heard that. Of course, we weren't over there yesterday. They had a day off. I mean, the NFL gets every angle. They can look at everything. You watch one Raven celebrating like he got a piece of it. I mean, it might explain why that kick went the way it did with, you know, little wind. I think the one miss was a footing thing from Boswell, and I think he mostly has confidence planning at home. I mean, the missed field goal in Detroit was concerning, but I'm still going to look at overall the body of work, how many games he's won for this team, and I still have confidence in Boswell if this game comes down to a kick.
Jeff, this defense has played, by all accounts, really well for the back half of the season. When they've been vulnerable, it's been on big plays and busted coverages. To what do you attribute that? To what does Mike Tomlin, Terrell Austin attribute that to?
Yeah, I mean, at least against Baltimore, it was, you know, overplaying against the run. I don't think you have to do that against Houston. There were a couple communication issues. And I look at that one where Flowers got behind Queen. I mean, you know, for years, you admire Ben Roethlisberger for guys bouncing off him and making mm-hmm. plays. You got to tip the cap. I mean, Lamar's an all-timer, and guys bounced off him. And then he pointed down the field to his receiver like only great quarterbacks can do. And instead of having receivers come back to the ball, he could send them downfield as he's scrambling out and made a hell of a play. That one I don't worry. The miscommunication is an issue only because Texans lead the league in passing plays over 40 yards.
Wow.
Like, as much as their overall stats don't really pique your interest, they can hit big plays, and they've got big play players, and they've got to be on their communication.
Jeff, it is being reported that Arthur Smith is going to be interviewed for the Tennessee Titans head coaching job. How big of a loss do you think that would be for the Steelers if he got the job?
Every coordinator is going to get, you know, combed over, every decision, every game. But people keep coming after Arthur Smith. So he must know a little something about football. You've heard Aaron discuss how much he's enjoyed working with Arthur, and that could be hard. I mean, you're working with the guy who's a Hall of Famer, and that relationship has had very few issues, if any, beyond the, you know, reasonable doubt or beyond just the normal frustration with the play here or there. I mean, it would be a loss. I think he's improved their offense. I think he's done a lot with what he was been handed offensively. But, you know, if he goes, there are other coordinators out there, but I think Arthur has been, I mean, especially from where they were. And I know Matt had a great year at Pitt and did some good things in Maryland, but he wasn't cut out to be here. And he kind of picked up those pieces. And look at what they're doing at times this year with Aaron Rodgers.
Jeff, this was good. Hopefully we get a chance to do it on Tuesday after a Steelers playoff victory. Thank you for the time, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
That's our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. A lot of great stuff up on 93.7thefan.com right now.